This morning on today's Two Cents, getting your finances in order. The annual rite of packing up the kids and sending them off to school can be the perfect time for mom and dad to do a little financial homework of their own. Jonathan Murray is a senior vice president of investments at Legg Mason in Baltimore. His brother David is vice president of wealth management at a private bank in Bloomfield, Michigan. Brothers Murray, good morning. Nice
hey,
to see you both.
Great to be here.
David, let's start with you. Why now? Why is this such a good
back
time?
Back to school is all about preparing for a new start, a new beginning. Our kids have new school books, new classrooms, new teachers. It's a great time to take the same approach to managing your money.
So get focused. It's a good time
you
to get focused.
Clean slate.
One of the things you guys talk about is this kind of massive paperwork that everyone has lying around the house. Bills, financial statements, things like that. How do you know what to save? How do you know what to get rid of? You think it's important to weed it out.
It really is, and I'm guilty of that myself, Matt. I've got the old shoebox thing going, you know, with receipts and bills and drawers and everything. But it's so important, I think, to try to consolidate that so that you can get your arms around it, because only then can you really be organized and structured with your finances.
So things like monthly banking and investment statements, you keep those for how long?
Keep them for 1 year. Everything's electronic now. Keep a file for investment statements, banking statements, but you really don't have to keep them beyond 1 year, and your financial institution has all of that electronically.
Bills, tax returns, things like that.
The IRS says you got to keep that for 3 years. Now,
on the records.
Yeah.
On your tax records, keep them for 3 years, but on your returns, you want to keep those forever.
I would, yeah.
All right. You mentioned online. So many people and so many institutions offer online access to our records now. So do you really need to keep the paperwork?
Well, I still would as a backup. Shorten the length of time that you hold on to those paper records. Maybe only hold them for a year or so with the exception of your tax return. But I don't know about you, but I still like to have that paper.
After the second, Jonathan's going to go back to his closet and get rid of stuff pre 1973.
And by the way, you get rid of it, shred it.
Absolutely.
That's really important.
There are wackos out there that go through your trash.
All right, it's also a good time to update your portfolio.
Sure.
Where do you turn if you're not great at doing this yourself?
I think it's best, Matt, to talk to a live human being. You know, unfortunately today, when you call your 401k administrator, you get for this press one, for that press two. If you can find a financial advisor who will help you rebalance and upgrade your portfolio, especially your 401k, I would do so.
Take your last month's statement and bring it to a trusted financial advisor, and he or she can help walk you through it.
And the rules to remember when you're updating or upgrading your portfolio: diversify, avoid the hot fund or yesterday's winner, because it's just that, it's yesterday's winner.
But that's hard to do, and so many people at cocktail parties are bragging about what they made last year, and it's going to be tempting for you to get into that fund now, only to see it fall down.
And when you see a stock starting to do badly, if your goals are long-term, don't sell it in a panic.
No, necessarily.
It really is based on the underlying fundamentals of the company, Matt. Sometimes when the stock goes down, it's a great time to add to it. Other times, it's a time to sell.
Yeah, that's a tough one, and it depends on your individual goals and your time horizon.
Good time of year also to pay down your debt. This is critically important. I think the average debt in this country per family is like
$9,000. $9,300 is the average credit card balance. Can you believe that? I mean, it's just staggering.
So where do you start?
People are overwhelmed with it. I think that the most important thing is for individuals to assess their expenses, to figure out what they're paying and how often. Start with the highest paying interest first. If you have a home equity loan, and millions of Americans do, we've seen rates go from 4.5% up to 7%. That's going to represent
Be careful with that home equity loan, because it's variable rate. Right now the prime rate is up to 6.5%.
Right.
Folks might still be thinking that their home equity line is 4%. It's not. It's
going up. And so is your payment.
While we're doing all these other things, you say don't forget you must continue to save. What is a rule of thumb in terms of your yearly income, how much you should be putting aside?
Generally, we advise people to start with 10%, and we think the way to do it is to sock it away before anything else. There's an old adage that says pay yourself first. If you can automate your savings, automate your 401k contribution so that at least 10% is going into savings or investing, you're on a good start.
It's not too late either, Matt. For example, if you started out with $10,000, if you're a baby boomer and you're 50 years old, you're overwhelmed with credit card debt, and many are, and you think it's just too late. It's too late for me to save. It's not. 30 years ago, if you had put $10,000 as a starting savings account into the S&P 500, feed it with $200 a month, and many Americans can afford that, especially if they're baby boomers. Today, that account would be worth $1.2 million. You'd be a millionaire just adding $200 a month.
It's not too late.
And just quickly, another thing to lump on here, don't forget, save for your retirement, and you make a great point here. You can, if you've got kids going off to college, you can borrow money to pay for their college. You cannot borrow money to retire.
That's exactly right, Matt. A lot of people make the mistake of taking from their 401k or their retirement plan to pay for their kids' college. Don't do that, folks. There are some really low interest loans to pay for college. There are 529 plans, covered L education accounts, custodial accounts. So talk to your advisor about those.
But again, the bottom line, focus at this time of year, because otherwise it's going to be New Year and we'll be talking about this next year. David and Jonathan Murray, good to have you guys here.
Pleasure.
My pleasure as well.